Back in John 13, at the beginning of Jesus' farewell address, John tells us what Jesus has been waiting for. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. John chapter 13, verse 1. What Jesus calls his hour is evidently the moment when he has the opportunity to show the whole world the full extent of God's love. Whatever else Jesus might have come to do, this is the main event in John's gospel. Jesus came to reveal the glory of God's love, so he begins his prayer in chapter 17. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. I, Jonathan, remember hearing John's gospel read in church when I was a kid. It always seemed a little strange to me that Jesus asked his Father to glorify him. After all, I was a, sometimes, sassy kid, and my mama was always telling me that Jesus was humble and that God wanted me to be humble too. I wanted to be a good kid, so I tried to be humble like Jesus. But what sort of humility teaches you to beg God to glorify you? I had a pretty hard time understanding the glory of God. Evidently, I'm not the only one. Israel was fascinated by the glory of God, but from all I've read, no one really seemed to understand it. Ezekiel said he saw the glory of the Lord down by the Kibar River in Babylon. He tries for a whole chapter to describe it in an overwhelming barrage of images, Ezekiel 1. But for the life of me, I can't sketch a picture from his description. Isaiah said that the glory of the Lord filled the temple in Jerusalem one day when he was there, and he came out with fire on his tongue. But the glory was still a mystery, Isaiah chapter 6. The tradition all the way back to Moses was that no one could see the fullness of God's glory and live. According to Exodus, Moses saw God's backside on Mount Sinai, and his face glowed so bright that the people couldn't stand to look at him. Exodus 33:34. Israel couldn't imagine seeing the glory of God. But that's how John starts his gospel, by claiming, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." No one has ever seen God, but the one and only, who is himself God and is in closest